Zwemer shooting one. The lefty puts it up and good. So the three-point play complete. Now 17-11. USA leads by only six now. Paul Zwemer has five of the 11 for Lakers. McBrayer setting up the offense. Passes it into Evan Kalfutter, excuse me, number 20. That shot was no good for number 24. Number 24, Daniel Rick, and here comes Lakers. Shooting, top of the key. Dribbles to the right wing, passes it into the corner, number 20. Bender, beat double team. He dribbles out of it, right into the lane, kicks it out to number 24. Evan Kaczynski, he thought about taking a three, but didn't. And kicking to the left elbow is Evan Gasho, and good! Here comes the Lakers. As Evan Gasho puts in for his first field goal, it's now 13-7, the lead only four for USA. Favor for three from the right wing, this up, and no good, but there's a foul off the ball. This one is against USA. Yes. Number 20 was guarding Zwemer. That's Kyle Fletcher, and he got charged with the foul. So they walked 90 feet, and Zwemer's at the line shooting 1-1. USA has 18 fouls. Zwemer sunk the first free throw with ease. Looks like we have a substitution on the in the near future. Zwemer, the lefty, puts it up, and that's smooth. He's 2-for-2 for the free throw line. Last night was a different story for you, or on Wednesday, I should say. Lakers were 0-for-6 from the free throw line.
Couldn't buy one. Now, all of a sudden, it's pretty friendly.
Zwemer, on his own group, misses that one.
Him.
I did indeed. And it's 14-17. Lakers only trail by three. Faber on the right wing for USA. On the left side of your radio. McBrayer in the right corner. Into Nick Fletcher in the deep red corner. Being guarded by number 24, Evan Kaczynski. Now Zwemer's on him. Passes off. Nick Fletcher goes through the long 17-footer. And we have, let's see, a double foul, it looks like. Double foul. That's going to be on both teams. Number 21 for, that's on USA, number 21, Sean Faber. And the second foul is on number 30, Jared Schutte. Both of them, that's Sean Faber, that's the second foul. Looks like we have a timeout on the, we're going to figure this one out on the timeout. We'll be back right after this.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Well, we're back here in the Lakers. We lost power on that. It's always something, I tell you what. We lost power on the timeout. We, you know, we're that vigilant. We came back from it. And it's now 17-14 USA after a double foul. And it's going to be USA ball because they had possession. It was an off-the-ball call on Sean Faber. That's his second, number 21 for USA. And shooting, number 30 for Lakers. That's his first. So it's four fouls for Lakers. Nine fouls for USA, so the next foul USA makes with 4.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Lakers shooting two. McBrayer has top of the key, dribbles to his right side. Gets into Faber in the right corner, trying to feed Ballard, who re-enters the game. Zwemer's all over him. Ballard sets the high screen. Now McBrayer takes the lane, and he takes the 16-footer. That one's good. So McBrayer, with his first points of the second quarter, now makes it 19-14. USA leads by five with 4 minutes left.
And that stopped the bleeding for the Patriots, getting that bucket.
As Evan Kaczynski tries to beat Zwemer, gets hit, but Kaczynski picks it up back again. He's dribbling right down the middle of the lane. He goes up for his two. That one's no good. Rebound, Lakers, number 34. He puts it up the left-handed. Tyler Madison puts it up, 4-2, and it's good. Tyler Madison, with his first points per game, makes it only a three-point deficit to the USA Patriots. 3:45 left in the first half. McBrayer, skip pass all the way over to the other side. Number 24, Daniel Rick, back over to McBrayer on the left wing. Top of the key, Number 24 is Daniel Rick. He takes the three. That's no good. Rebound number 24 for Lakers, Evan Kaczynski. And it's Lakers ball. Trailing by three. Lumber has it in the post. Kicks it back out to shooting for three. That one's yes! We have a tie ball game, folks, with 3.5 minutes left. After shooting. That was shooting, wasn't it?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, shooting takes the three, and it goes in. Tie ball game at 19 points apiece. McBrayer throws it right in the hands of number 30, Schutte, the man who took the three, and now it's Lakers ball. 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Schutte has down the key. Swimmer sets the screen to the right, into the corner, Evan Kaczynski, being guarded by McBrayer. Kicks it out to Evan Gashev, takes it for the runner on the left-hand side. That was no good. Rebound Lakers. Evan Gashev on himself. He puts it up for two. This one, no good. A charge, an offensive foul against Evan Gashev. Went up a little wild. And we're back once again. And Evan Gashev got charged with the offensive foul. And it's USA ball. The shot was no good. It did go in, but does not count. 19-19, 2:45 left in the second quarter. This gym is electrified. McBrayer over to number 10. Jake Beachy over to number 5. Nick Fletcher. He dribbles this down. D-backer McBrayer thought about taking the three, dribbles in, and he tries to go for two. Swimmer's all over it, and we have a travel call. McBrayer went up for the layup, threw it up, grabbed it himself when it came down, and that's the travel.
Yeah, MHSAA rules kind of frowns upon getting your own pass.
You don't say. Number 4 and number 20 come back into the game for the Lakers. That's Andrew Meade and Kyle Binder. Laker ball at 90 feet from their own hoop. Into number 20, Binder. Being guarded heavily by Jake Beachy, number 10. Dribbles down the right sideline. Gets across timeline. Evan Gashev kicks it into Jake Schutte from the three from the corner. This one's up. No good. That was long. Still 19 apiece with 2:20 left. McBrayer comes down the whole court for the two. That was no good. He went up. He heard footsteps, but it's USA rebound. Here's number 5, Nick Fletcher on the left wing. Being guarded by number 4. Over kick pass over to the other side. It's number 21, Rick, I believe. No, 23. That's McBrayer. And a block. Ballard went up for the right-hander, and Swimmer was all over it. Faber goes up for two, and he gets fouled, driving through the lane. And Faber tries to stop the bleeding for USA as he goes to the line for two. quite the series of events there, John.
This is quite a lot of action. We love it here.
After one, we thought this lane may have had the potential to be a blowout. All of a sudden, it's a tie ball game. Faber goes up for two shots. The first one, no good. 19-19, the score with a minute 57 left before halftime. USA has shot two free throws. They're 1-for-2. The third one on the way from the Fraser. This one's up and good. U.S. Laker ball. 90 feet. Joshua passes into the right corner. Binder being guarded heavily by J.P. Majeski wants a foul, but there's none there. And they kick it over to Evan Gash on the right sideline. He's being double-teamed. Timeout called by Lakers. Majeski getting in the face of one of the officials. He doesn't like it. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay with you on this one. A minute 48 left in the second quarter. Things are getting a little testy.
That was twofold. He called the timeout strategically because I think we're getting to about 9.5 to getting across the timeline. And then, of course, Coach Majeski wanted to explain a few things to the referee and help, just give him a little more help.
And now Mark Daneforth is getting in the face with the same official on the other side. Both head coaches not pleased with the officiating. Quite frankly, I don't see any issues with it.
I don't think they're really calling or dealing with that call. They're looking for the next call in a game like this.
It's like when a skipper goes out into the mound just screaming. He's kicked out of the game. He's going for that next strikeout.
You bet.
All right. So USA leads by a mere 1 point. 20-19. Lakers trailing by one to USA. A minute 48 left before halftime. Evan Gashev has it right in front of his own bench. About 75 feet from his own hoop. Evan Gashev has it into number 20, Binder. Being guarded by Jake Beach. It tries to get across the timeline. There's the double team. And a kick by Jake Beach. But that called. And number 4 picked up by Andrew Meade. Swimmer and number 12, Evan Gashev, takes three. That was in and out. Rebound, Ballard. Here comes USA. Minute and a half left. 20-19. USA still leads. McBrayer on the right wing. Dribbling, being guarded by number 12. And over to a wide open Nick Fletcher for the three. That one's no good. Swimmer comes in for the rebound, and there's USA players all over him. And there's that foul you were talking about.
It could be on number 3, though, or the third one on Ballard.
Well, let's.